possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style.
Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. Visit your local Marisa's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
And the Browns and other teams are able to start claiming players, so some of that news will be trickling out. Chris Rose is going to join us coming up at 1 o'clock. I was throwing out the idea that, and I didn't mean it in any negative way, somehow the Guardians have overcome just a putrid offense. They've overcome that. And here we are at the end of August, and they're still in contention for a playoff spot. They've been able to hang all year, and credit to them.
Absolutely.
Has it been ugly? Yeah, it's been really ugly at times. Has it been fun? Man, it's been a blast. It's been a fun season. Has the pitching been pretty good? Yep, pretty good. Yep, pretty good. Even with losing Emmanuel Clase and Luis Ortiz, who looked like he was going to be a real member of this rotation. And yet they've still been able to hang. They're not done yet. And though expectations are much lower for the Browns going into the season than they were for the Guardians going into their season, Browns can do it with defense and compete and hang into games, pitching like defense in football. I mean, that to me, that's what does it. A defense will keep you in it. And somehow the Guardians have come up with enough offense to hang. And maybe the Browns can do the same by emphasizing that running game. 216-474-0092 is our number. Nelson is in Avon Lake, home of the Shoremen. What's up, Nelson?
All right, Nelson.
Guys, how are you?
Okay.
Beautiful day. Beautiful day. Sun's out. Feels like fall out here.
Gotta
so
like
I'm loving
that.
It.
I slept with the windows open last night. It was outstanding.
Oh, it's phenomenal, right? And to get this in August, it's like it's a bonus. I'll take it. So, hey, guys, you know, Jeff, I love the parallels. The more I think about this, right, I think the oldest quarterback in the NFL was, George Blanda? He was, 48 years old?
George was 48, yep. But he wasn't really a full-time quarterback.
Yeah, I know. He was a kicker, too, which is kind of crazy, right?
Yep, yep.
But in the modern NFL, the oldest quarterback today, I believe, is Aaron Rodgers, right? And I think we can say, no disrespect to, to Flacco, but the two careers are completely different. Now, Flacco's been successful, but we can argue that he is not as successful or has been as successful as Aaron Rodgers. And my concern, right, I think I would say the Judkins, dilemma is really what I think, in my opinion, will put a wrinkle into the season, because I think we have seen Stefanski's offense be successful if you have a strong running game because of the misdirection. And I think his entire offensive philosophy really is based off of, a strong running game. And no disrespect to the two guys that we have in the roster right now. And I know that they'll add somebody, some no-name probably more than likely. But those guys are no Nick Chubb or, I think what I would categorize as really a strong running back. And my biggest concern is, right, as you age, the chance, the probability of a precipitous drop in performance is it significantly increases. And if we want Flacco to stay upright all year, they are going to need a strong running game. And I don't know that we are going to have it. But, guys, thank you for your time as always.
All right, Nelson, thank you very much. There's Nelson and Avon Lake. Lisa is in Ravenna, home of the Ravens that we like. Hello, Lisa.
What's happening, Lisa?
Hello, guys. How you doing today?
We're good.
Sun's out. So listen, it's a great day.
It's a beautiful day. I just have a question. I'm not sure. Why is it that Clinchon isn't able to get to camp, but Bond was? So is it because of the contract?
Yeah. So, Lisa, right now the reason is because he has not signed a contract with the Cleveland Browns yet. So, technically, they have the rights to him being a player on the Browns. No one else can sign him or anything like that. It's just ink hasn't hit paper on the deal yet.
Okay, so another question then with that. Is he out of the woods then with his discipline or no?
Legally, in the legal system, yes, because no charges were filed. But with the NFL investigation, no. NFL, according to all reports, still investigating Quinshon Judkins and Isaiah Bond.
Okay, so one more question now.
And Devin Bush.
About the Guardians.
Yeah.
Okay, I would get rid of Arias and keep Rocchio. Arias strikes out a lot. Rocchio is a switch hitter, and he has come on good since he got back from AAA.
That second half has been intriguing, Lisa.
That's my two cents. But
now, I'm also a Rocchio homer, so that's why I'm like trying to look at this, you know, through different colored glasses.
Yeah, I am too a Rocchio homer because I think the kid has done good when he's had the opportunity on an everyday basis, whereas Arias has had the opportunity a lot more than Rocchio has. Because remember, he was the starting guy last season before they sent him down. Remember?
And then he went down there and, like Rocchio, started to hit better.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. But then he can't bring it back up here. I mean, he's okay maybe 1 out of 7 times at bat.
That's not enough.
I know it's not enough, but I like Rocchio because he's a switch hitter. And he's better.
Lisa, thank you very much. I like Rocchio's glove better. I like Arias's arm better. I don't know if I like either one of their bats at all, but I think Rocchio's... I mean, Arias looks like he ought to be able to pound the ball.
Arias hits the ball harder, and I like that.
Yeah.
On a team where I'm screaming and yelling that no one hits the ball with any kind of authority to then look at a guy who doesn't hit with as much authority and go, yeah, I'd rather have him. It feels kind of backwards, but at the same point, I like Brian Rocchio.
We'll see. They'll have to make some decisions. We'll see. One thing about what we know the Browns want to do this year with running the football. I think they've shown that by beefing up that offensive line. You know, they're carrying 10 linemen. They signed some veterans. They traded for a tackle from the Rams. They seem to have the depth to back up what is a veteran offensive line that I won't say.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. We're about personalized style that fits your life. Made for real life moments. Maurice's.
He is injury prone, but has had some issues there. And I think they've covered themselves there. I'm real curious to see what they do here in the next day or two when it comes to these guys who have been cut and running backs who were available and blah, 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 blah. Do they make a trade and bring in a running back? It depends, I think, a lot, Dan, on what they think is going to happen with Quinshon Judkins and where that stands. And the longer this goes without any resolution, the stickier it becomes, and the more it makes me think, man, are these guys so far apart in contract talks? Or, and I'm sure guaranteed money is the reason, or do the Browns know something about NFL punishment that might be coming down the line, and they're just holding off?
It might be, but boy, this is going to come off poorly, but I don't have a better way to word it. They were in the same boat with the Deshaun Watson situation, and they knew that some kind of NFL punishment was going to come down the line, and yet they still managed to get together on a deal.
Now, yeah, except for this. Deshaun's franchise quarterback in theory.
Correct.
When they traded for him, they thought, okay, we've solved this problem, and if we have to wait, fill in the blank number of games, it's going to be worth the wait. Judkins is a running back, though we think can be a good running back, he's a running back. And they covered themselves there by drafting a second running back, and they kept Jerome Ford, and you can go get running backs and everything else.
Correct.
So there's a little bit of the difference there.
There is, but there's still a level of discipline, and they were able to come together on this. And maybe just the rookie contract and all that kind of stuff that you're laying out maybe would be the reason, how much guaranteed money, whatever else you want to do with all of that. Maybe that's what's laying it on. Let me throw this at you. Are you willing to put the woes of last year's offense completely on Andy Dickerson and Ken Dorsey and go, all right, that's out. We're moving forward.
I don't know that they've done that completely, but they certainly put a spotlight on where they thought the problems were.
Correct. Does that...
And the quarterback.
What level of confidence?
And the quarterback till he got hurt.
And the quarterback as well. You are correct on that one. So those three things, they've basically said, okay, the offense went south, and we're going to fix the offense by moving on from Ken Dorsey, moving on from Andy Dickerson, and by no longer having Deshaun Watson as the starting quarterback of this team for the time being.
I think what it was more than anything, Dan, not shining the spotlight on those individuals as much as it is changing the philosophy back to what Kevin Stefanski might be more comfortable with, rather than an offense that seemingly was designed to accentuate what Deshaun Watson did best. That's what last year seemed all about, and it didn't work, and then Deshaun got hurt, and now they're going back to what Kevin wants to do, and the quarterback's going to have to fit the system, whoever that quarterback is.
This is my grandiose Browns question that I want to see answered in the first month.
Good word, grandiose.
Thank you. I have a couple of those. I want to see in the first month, is this just flush and move on? If it's that simple that they're going, all right, we've got a new offensive line coach. Tommy Rees is the offensive coordinator. Kevin Stefanski is back calling plays in a language that he completely understands and knows well. And everything is now fine. And what you saw last year should be completely ignored. Completely ignore anything that took place last year. We've went men in black with the flashy pen, and now we don't remember anything. I wonder if it's just that simple that, hey, we were all a bunch of people who grew up our entire lives speaking English, and now we were trying to learn Swahili on the fly. there's a small part of me that thinks that, yeah, that's the solution to all the woes, and this team and the offense will be back to a functional unit. But there's also a small part of me in my brain that's going, okay, that seems really convenient. It seems really convenient to kind of bring back most of the starters from the previous season and just go, yeah, we lost our way a little bit, you know. Yeah, we kind of fell off the wagon a smidge, but don't touch. Okay, we're back. Everything's fine now. Like, that's kind of what this feels like. Is okay, we're back to our old ways. We get this now.
That's no guarantee that anything is going to succeed.
Guarantee in whose mind?
In anybody's mind. I mean, okay. We've got to see it on the field, and we can't just say, "Hey, we're going back to what we did well a couple of years ago." Well, good. Let's see it.
Do you believe them in that case?
That they're trying to go back to it? Yeah, I believe they're trying to. Well, Can they pull it off? I don't know.
We're all watching.
Is Dylan Sampson going to be worth a hoot? I don't know. Can Jerome Ford do a great Nick Chubb impression?
Well, nobody's going to do that.
Yeah, I know.
I mean, that's...
Well, somebody might need to. I mean, you had Nick Chubb and Kareem Hunt when this thing was humming.
This is part of it. It was also 2 years ago, and exactly. That's a lot of wear and tear on somebody's body.
That's exactly right, including the offensive linemen who are trying to clear the path.
Correct.
That's why I love the idea. I love the philosophy. I think it's the way the NFL is actually turning a little bit, going back to the running game.
Correct.
Best running team in the National Football League last year won the Super Bowl, Philadelphia Eagles. And they can flat out run the football. And they had the stats to back that up, and they won the Super Bowl. I think the league is turning back to that a little bit, and I think the Browns are capable of cashing in on that. But can they cash in on it in a big enough way to remain in contention and to hang and see if you get in the football season into December and you still have a chance? That's a big question to me.
I want to see it. It's what I'm watching in the first month of this thing. Is it that simple that it's just, okay, wash your hands. Everything that happened last year is in the past. We will bring very little of it forward. Maybe a little bit of motion, maybe that kind of stuff in there to help give our quarterback some answers. But that's it. And everything else is going to look the way that it did. And we're just going to move forward and pretend that never happened. And I wonder if that's as much of a path to success. We'll see.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
No matter why your clients give, a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360 makes charitable giving simple and efficient. They can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and their assets can potentially grow tax-free as they recommend when and where to give. DAF Giving 360 has over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.